This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Now, I've got this new DTWS rifle here, and I got to break this thing down because I got to apply the Frog Lube to it. I do that with everything. I don't get out there and run them any other way. Check them out at froglube.com. I was looking for people that might have answers, opinions, whatever it is. I know we don't have concrete answers because it's hard to figure certain things out. People who train, go to a defensive pistol class, they probably go to another one, and then another one, and another one. They train. People who don't train, they probably buy a pair of socks and stick their gun in one of them. And that, with as many new people as have come into the gun ownership in the last 10 years, vexes me. So, I know my next guest has been looking out there for quite some time, just as I have. So we're going to try to examine today why the training industry is not bursting at the seams. I would have thought that this would be a revolutionary thing. Hadn't worked out that way, but joining me from the Gunfighter Cast, knowledge and experience, and I have to paraphrase this here, Daniel, with no kidding. Radio, sorry.
That works.
Is Daniel Shaw. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
What do you think about it? I mean, you get into the training more than I do. I know the people that do the training. I don't get to go to the training that much because I'm doing this 5 days a week. How many people that they are training in their classes are repeats? Probably just about everybody, right?
Oh yeah, but it's like me and some bunch of my friends, we joke about having the same like 300 guys coming to all of our classes, and that's how we make a living. Because, I mean, we get new people pretty often, but it's, you know, there's a lot of the same guys that are really trying to get out there and really switched on, and they want to get better and get everything they can. You know, we see the same thing all over the country in many different things that go on. You would think with all the people who, the children who die of choking, that every parent would go out and learn how to do the Heimlich maneuver, right?
Right.
Or learn how to counter that, learn how to do CPR, rescue breaths, all those things. Some of these things are free for them to go learn, but still they don't go do them. They don't want to take the time to go do that stuff. I've got a program that me and my partner, Active Killer Defense, partner with Ryan Hoover, where we try to get into campuses and schools and teach some active killer preparedness type stuff that any teacher can do, that anybody could do. And what we find is people don't like to get out of their comfort zone and accept that bad things can happen to them. And if they go sign up for training or anything that has to do with violence or even that choking event or an intruder on campus with a firearm trying to kill kids, it is tough for them to accept that that could happen to them right there at that location. And to actually jump in and get some training is really what's holding them back, I think. It's something that we have developed psychologically in this country, maybe even other countries, that I think holds people back. I think it's deeper than money or time.
So is it besides the comfort zone, though, I mean, is it the way the training is portrayed that makes it seem so daunting? Or, you know, lots of people like to watch video of everybody in the battle rattle, right? Chest rig, plate carrier. That's not really how most civilians are going to do it. Now, you and when I was in the military, we didn't have plate carriers or chest rigs. We had LBEs. Apparently, World War III in the 1980s would have only needed 4 magazines. That's all it would have been.
Right.
So, but even then, I mean, you know, you're running around maybe in MOP 4 or something. So I know what it feels like to run around and train in a lot of discomfort. And, you know, I was young. when you were a Marine. I'm sure you were just as, you know, we were young and tough, or maybe we were just tough and determined not to fall out or something. But nowadays, when people look at that, they're probably like, well, that seems so heavy. I've got to run in that? You're kidding. I see what you're saying, but, I mean, is there a way to portray it to make training seem a little more appealing?
Well, we all have different levels. You know, you don't have to come to a beginner class and expect to be fast roving out of helicopters and you know, rappelling upside down and then shooting through windows. That's not what's going on here. We're just learning what the buttons do on the gun in some cases. A lot of folks have this, I think they have this misconception. I used to tell, when I worked at a store at Thunderbird Farms Academy in Wichita, Kansas, I found that online sales were much better than face-to-face sales when it came to training. And right. Until I got a really strong client base, and then it was just, they would just sign up however they wanted to because they heard it was awesome and they were going to come do it. But early on, what I really figured out was, it's because if they walk up to me, if they're older than me, younger than me, bigger, stronger, whatever, and they say, hey, Daniel, I heard that you have a really good class. I carry a gun and I want to be better at it. You know more about this than I do. Please teach me something. They have to surrender their ego along with their wallet at the same time.
Right.
And I think that's a big part of it too, because people aren't taking a very realistic look at themselves or their abilities. And it may be because they don't have enough information to know, hey, I don't really know what I'm doing. And then again, they may just not want to know that. They don't want to accept it. Hey, they're not a ninja like they may think they are.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, I look at some of these other physical training, like CrossFit, which CrossFit is, and I say this because I envy the people that can do CrossFit. CrossFit seems like the breeding grounds of lunatics.
See, I love CrossFit, and I hate CrossFitters.
You know, it's actually like something you would do during life, moving all that stuff around and doing that kind of exercise. Very good application, right? And it is the rage. It is all the rage right now. Nobody wants to just go to a 24-hour gym and lift. They want to CrossFit. They want to have that social interaction. Those same people seem like they would be ideal because they get out of their comfort zone. They get into that training because they've got a goal. And with as many people buying guns, you know, just me being just a person that likes to make a presumption here and there, you would think that if they're going to carry one for self-defense, you know, if we've got, what, we've got over 15 million concealed carry permit holders in the United States today that we know of, I wonder how many of them have actually taken a class.
Bill, you may be surprised at who the majority of our clientele is. I would say above every single person, I mean, the most popular student that comes to class, what they do for an occupation, is their at least bachelor's, most likely master's level, graduate level, engineers. Other ones are doctors, anesthesiologists, attorneys. That makes up the occupations I just named make up probably about 70% of my students in the past 4 years out here in the civilian world teaching. What I think is a lot of folks don't know enough to know what they don't know. But then once they start researching and learning more, or they take a class in, say they go take a Krav Maga class, and like, whoa, I had no idea how to fight. And I thought I knew how to, but then I beat that kid up back in high school 20 years ago. Right. And then I came to a Krav Maga class and I just got my mind blown. And we had to do a couple of things with guns in this class. And I realized that I may not know anything about guns, at least in this defense fighting context. You know, so it's tough. And I use an analogy to teach to get people to sign up for class sometime when I was working in the stores. You go deer hunting, you bought your clothes, you've got your doe and heat lure, you've got your scent block, you shopped all year round, you got the latest and greatest everything. You have prepared for this hunt. You've scouted your area. Depending on where you live, you may have put out salt or corn, who knows. You put up a stand. You know deer move through here. This day, your plan is to shoot a deer. You go get in your stand, sit there and freeze all day. I have no idea why people do that. It's just no fun to me.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break. And you can finish that chain of thought if you want to. GunfighterToCast.com. You can find archives of everything that Daniel's ever put up there before. One time considered in the running for podcast of the year. That is very rarefied air. We'll be right back. Daniel Shaw is my guest. This is Lock and Load.
goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Beware an old man in a deadly occupation. He probably knows what he's doing, right? Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is something I've been using for the last 5 years. I use what Larry Lasky calls his double-pronged attack solvent, not the CLP. I use the solvent, then I use the extreme I dump everything into salt, and I'm not even really discerning. I don't drop anything with optics in it, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. All the metal pieces get the extreme. I put it back together. My Frog Lube IQ increases. I am happy. Check them out at froglube.com. Coming from the Gunfighter Cast, where knowledge and experience is no joke. I have to paraphrase, otherwise we'll get in trouble here. Joined by Daniel Shaw from the Gunfighter Cast. One thing I wanted to ask you about all these people that are coming and taking the training from you and everything. These people, the engineers, the doctors, is this because they have a sort of an elevated order of thinking to where they're out there saying, well, I have shortcomings here, so I need to bypass that and overcome that this way? Is that why that is that way?
I think it's because they've been exposed to higher learning in many different facets, just kind of like the CrossFitters or the Krav Maga folks have went in and prescribed some sort of training, and they've realized, like, wow, every time I go to learn something from somebody who really knows this, I realize I don't know anything about the subject matter, and I have a lot to learn. And I think that's the reason that the doctors, the attorneys, and the engineers are you know, the dominant, I guess, occupations that are coming to the classes. It's because they understand that, okay, I may know everything there is about aeronautics and, you know, building an aircraft, because that's what I do for a living, but I need someone to teach me this, because it is also something that if I screw up, lives could be on the line.
Right.
And there's a life, potentially a life attached to every bullet. I hate that guy who said that there's a lawyer attached to every bullet. I think we're better than that. There's a life attached to every bullet. And hopefully it's the bad guy's life. And training is what decides that, really.
Do you think whoever coined that phrase was, do you think he was ever in the military? Because I just don't see, military guy, when they get an engagement, you're not out there going, well, I'm concerned about my backstop. You're concerned with the firefight.
Yeah, I don't know what the lawyer. I mean, we fight in so many different environments now. You know, the every bit of combat or every firefight that I got into, there were civilians around, kids around. They were either locked up in the house with the shutters drawn, or I go one block over and there's somebody still kicking around a soccer ball. So I mean, we were definitely concerned about where our bullets were going and some weapons that we just wouldn't use, because we know that, yeah, there's a bad guy in that room right there. But there's also three families in that building, and I know I could take the whole building down with a Mark 19, but I'm not going to kill those kids in the process. So I mean,
sure.
But it wasn't for lawyers. It wasn't for ruining my career. It was because we're good human beings, and we don't want to hurt people.
Well, there's a little bit of difference between using discretion versus getting out there and being afraid to engage. That's the difference I'm making right there, because using discretion is a higher order of that. That's indicative of somebody who's really cool in the face of that, where they're out there making those kind of deliberate well, there's somebody back there, so I don't guess I'm going to light him up, even though I could and I'd kill him right now. I'm going to have to figure out a different way. I'm going to have to get a better angle. I'm going to have to do this. That is, that's just exceptional in the face of something like that. But the idea of being afraid to engage because you're afraid to pull the trigger, which is essentially what that there's a lawyer attached to every bullet phrase reminds me of. I don't even know why you bother carrying a gun.
Right. You know, it's interesting in these classes that I take and the ones that I teach, you know, I have multiple drills and concepts and things that we work towards and work on to help the student learn to clear foregrounds and clear backgrounds. And we present them many tools to be able to do that, and some very thought-provoking drills that they find themselves in. And it's also a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, you gotta be able to make that. You got to make those choices, and you've got to learn to recognize what you're seeing before you pull the trigger. And that's the best. That's the funnest part of training, where you can make the mistakes and sharpen the skill as you're going along. Makes me want to go.
Bill,
I haven't trained in so long, Daniel. It's horrible. Gosh, it's bad.
Bill, I'm not a gun guy. I have guns. They come in and out of my house for T&E that I'm writing articles on or doing a video on or something like that. But I am not a gun guy. I own very few guns. It's just I love the training. I love medical training. I love firearms training. If firearms were just wiped off the face of the planet, I'd go pick up a sword and learn that and teach it. Hopefully after I get to, you know, get on my quest for expertise with a sword, I would find some way to keep passing on this martial culture that I grew up in and grew up in the Marine Corps. And, you know, it's kind of my passion. And, but the gun is just, it's just the tool. I mean, and that sounds cliche, but that's really not even a big deal. I train minds, not just how to shoot. Teaching somebody how to shoot is an incredibly easy thing. Teaching someone to think tactically, and defensively is a totally different thing.
Right. I agree with you on that one. I mean, before I was in the military, I was in the martial arts. The martial art mindset served me well in the military.
I have no doubt.
And the whole time I was in and the whole time I was involved in all of that stuff, there would be things I would go back to because in the military, you know, I volunteered for the military, but I volunteered for the martial art training too. Hated both of those things, but I was always looking for the end product, which was, I didn't want to fight anybody. I just wanted to learn how to fight to where if I had to, I could. So I get exactly what you're saying.
There is a training high that people don't realize. That's why the same people keep coming back to training. There is this training high after you just successfully completed something that you didn't think you would be able to do, and you just increased your capabilities and you learned something. And you not only did you learn something to get better in class, but you learned how to go practice. You learned how to what you've been doing wrong in your training sessions and how to fix those things and how to get even better than you are right now. And you're walking away with that. And there's students are walking away with a training high. Instructors are walking away with a training high. It's an awesome thing.
Teaching. And I've never been a gun instructor. I don't know that I will ever be a gun instructor simply because I don't know if I have the patience to do it, to be honest with you. But there has to be a bit of an intoxicating effect when you see somebody actually executing what you've been trying to impart where they've picked it up. But you don't have time to answer that because that was a really fast segment. And we're coming up on the next break.
All right.
Gunfighter Cast. If you go to gunfightercast.com and if you just look down who some of the people he's talked with, he's talked with William Petty, he's talked with Steve Fisher, Rob Lethem. If you haven't ever heard of Rob Lethem, you weren't in the gun culture back in the 80s he's still a thing today, but he was the first millionaire gun competitor. He's got something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Check him out. Gunfightercast.com. My guest is Daniel Shaw. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. I just got this new DTWS rifle. I have to pull this apart and then coat the bolt carrier group in the Frog Lube paste. Some people don't like that because it looks like a really bad sitting chocolate sundae. Until you pull the trigger. And then it just looks like nice lubrication at work. Check them out. Froglube.com. From the Gunfighter Cast, where knowledge and experience are no joke. I'm joined by Daniel Shaw. I've had to interrupt you so many times that I want to ask you, with the plethora of polymer striker-fired pistols that are out there now today. Are first-time people out there, is part of the reason that they don't come to training is because they don't know what to buy?
You know, that's a tough question. I think there's a lot of different reasons. But I would go with what you said before that. I'm probably the worst guest ever for short segments. When I found people coming into to the gun stores I've worked for as the training directors there, I'd go out in the retail area. I'd have my instructors go out and work in the retail area. And I found out that there's almost all the new gun sales where people walking in saying, hey, we're thinking about buying a new gun. And this is a family affair, like the wife, the kids, everybody's there. The wife's getting a gun, the husband's getting a gun, something. And I would always try to push them to go shoot a few different guns, come hang out with me on the range for a little bit to actually learn how to press a trigger properly, how to hold the gun properly, all those things. That way they can, since they're doing things correctly, they can go pick up any gun and evaluate that gun a little bit better with some, you know, more with, because they know they're doing things the right way. And when they pick up the gun, they're not, oh, well, I like the way this trigger feels. And they're actually pulling a 5-pound trigger with 72 pounds of pressure. Well, they never actually got to feel what that trigger feels like. So, I just teach the basics, as fast as possible. Just so now here, let's find one that matches you. And I think that is happening a lot for the beginner classes, because we have a lot of folks come out and for the very entry level stuff. And say, hey, can I borrow a gun? And I have guns. I have holsters for just that, for if somebody needs to borrow a gun. And I have them because people's guns break, and then I hand them a gun and a holster and everything else. So that's very common. And we accommodate that constantly. Your indoor range in your local area, some are great, some are not so great. Your instructors that, you know, have the more popular names out there, you tell them that you don't know anything about guns and you don't even have a gun. They will take care of everything. Don't even worry. It's that easy.
Yeah, that part of it I have noticed, because a lot of instructors are.
We love that.
They know.
Growing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys know what works and what doesn't work, and you know that somebody's going to show up with either the wrong gun or a gun that is not going to hold up to what you're about to put it through. I have seen. There's two things I see. I constantly see guys getting sold more stuff than they really need. Like, I was going to be a range safety officer at a CCW class. And here in South Carolina, you got to shoot 50 rounds, which, you know, you and I are like, ah, three magazines, way to go, just a warm-up. Of course, that's all controlled. And this kid showed up, and the gun salesman had talked him into a Glock 20. He was carrying a 10mm, and he showed up with full house self-defense loads. Now, how would you handle that, Daniel, when that kid pulled the trigger the first time? And, you know, the Glock 20 is about as good as anything is at handling 10mm. But in the hands of the uninitiated, it's still quite a shock to the system.
Yeah, you know, if he's looking at a home defense and not particularly bear defense, you know, I'd probably want to know who sold him that gun, and you know, that it may go to that list of people that I don't recommend my students go get information from. But I've had people show up with the cheapest, crappiest guns that exist in rifles and handguns. I've had them show up with guns that are too big for them, for their hands, that the calibers aren't right for them. And I could go on and on. I let them shoot them. But I don't let them become uncomfortable. I let them experience it. And then I'm like, hey, look, this is what I expected. This is where you're at right here. I've got a solution to get you through this today. And then, you know, we're going to take care of this later on. I will help you select something better. I'll help you sell this gun if you need to. If that's what you need to do to get something that's better for you. I've done that many times. That's how I would handle it. I would let them experience it, and then we'd probably be changing the guns on them. Then again, he may have been a ninja and been just fine with that 10mm, because, I mean, it's a little snappy, but it's not like shooting a Smith & Wesson 500 revolver when you're used to shooting a 38. It's not that bad, but it's still pretty hefty.
I think the unfortunate thing is, in South Carolina, when you start the class to the qualifying part, you have to go with the gun you brought. So they couldn't let him step down from that gun. But I had asked, I said, well, what are you guys going to shoot today? And he said, Glock 20, 10mm. I was like, okay.
That's a rule in South Carolina. Somebody needs to get that fixed, because you got this little old lady showing up, and her husband sends her Smith & Wesson 500 to the range. And you know, I'm not letting her shoot that. It's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, he was sort of the exception. Overwhelmingly, I see a lot of women show up with, like, the Smith & Wesson bodyguard. And they qualify with that, and or Smith & Wesson 642s, which, if they don't know how to grip that one, I've seen a couple of women sort of, you know, wear a hole in their hand with it. But the ones shooting the Smith & Wesson bodyguard realize that they need to have all three of their support fingers on something, and the women shooting the 642s realize that this is really uncomfortable, and I can't really train with this, and... That is sort of a thing, though, about the South Carolina, because once you start qualifying, you got to stay with that gun no matter what it is.
Right. I, I thought you meant if they're showing up, if they're in the class, but like they have to use their gun or something. If they're already begin firing, I can see that. But hopefully the instructor would identify that before he actually starts firing his first rounds. Yeah, that's another thing that you could talk for hours about is, you know, this idea that a lot of folks have that, you know, oh, look, it's a small little gun. And that's what I need is a small little gun. And, usually that is the most uncomfortable and most painful and most unfun thing to shoot and not so conducive for learning.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about in the next segment, which I know I was going to talk about training and everything, but you and I, you gave me an idea with the, Ukulele bag, which, I talked to Fisher the other day, and I think we should all go up and see Fisher and wear Ukulele bags in front of him.
But, did he say he would wear one?
I just wanted to, like, you know, give him a little peer pressure. Of course, on him, it'll look, you know, with Tatiana, it looks like what it is. And on him, I mean, this is the guy that grabs a Glock 19, and he just about burns his fingertips on the end of the barrel because his hand just covers the whole gun. So I don't even know how that works.
Right.
Anyway.
He appendage carries a Glock 34 with an RMR and an extended magazine with a magwell.
When we get back, is that what he carries?
Yes.
Really? Well, that's about the right size gun for him. But when we get back, I have a dilemma, and I'm going to let you set up for this. This is what I'm looking for. I need a backpack. It needs to be a backpack where I can hang things on the shoulder straps. I've got a pouch for my phone on one shoulder strap, but I want to put a different pouch on the other shoulder strap. And this needs to be a backpack that will serve as like a camera bag or an everyday bag or whatever. It needs to be sort of convertible. I know you probably dealt with more of the tactical stuff than I have, so I'm going to be looking for your recommendation on that. But I want to find out what you recommend for the other pouch because of a gun I was looking for. And I'll explain all of that when we get back. Gunfightercast.com, knowledge and experience. There's no kidding there. My guest this hour is Daniel Shaw. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. You don't have to believe me. Go get the solvent. Go get the extreme. Apply solvent first. Make sure everything is good and clean. Remember, Frog Lube doesn't burn. So that's not what's going to get gummy. But get everything off of it. Apply the extreme. You will enjoy what you get out of it. Check them out, froglube.com. My guest this hour from the Gunfighter Cast, where knowledge and experience is everything, is Daniel Shaw. And now I'm going to be asking his opinion on something because a lot of people would probably be very envious of my backpack collection. I myself am getting tired of having a bunch of them that don't do what I want. So I'm looking for a couple things. But here's the thing. When I'm carrying the backpack, I might want to have a portable system set up to where I have in a pouch on one of my straps a gun mounted. And I'm trying to figure out which size gun I'm going to use. I'm trying to figure out who's going to make the pouch. It's probably going to have to be something I'm going to have made for me. And I'm going to surround it with a Kydex holster, or surround a Kydex holster with it that I can pull out and use another way. But the pack is more important to me. I need something that with straps that I can attach everything to that are comfortable, that I can walk up and down, like, say, at the NRA meetup or SHOT Show or whatever I'm doing, that will carry cameras or, you know, raincoats or protein bars or water or whatever it is I'm carrying that I can carry it with comfortably. I know you probably tried some tactical stuff that I've never tried because I've tried to stay away from that look, but can you help me with that?
So I don't know how you thought to ask me this and like put me on the spot about helping me with a backpack. Maybe you talked to my wife and she told you that I have a jacket and a backpack problem. I don't really buy a lot of things, but I don't spend much money, pretty frugal in most cases. When it comes to backpacks and jackets, I just can't help myself. Like, I've always, oh, that's a nice jacket. I got to have that. Well, that's
when you're saying jacket, are you saying coat? Because I have the same sort of thing going on.
Yeah,
I like coats. And I live in South Carolina.
Not big, heavy ones, but light ones, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the backpack thing, you know, if you want to go for say the tactical look, some brands that I've used and I like a lot, Hill People Gear, Gray Ghost, First Sphere. Gray Ghost and First Sphere have some different lines in there that could kind of be in between tactical and kind of gray man, but still with a tactical type functionality that you might like with the D-rings and the carabiner hooks and loops and everything for
right.
attaching things to your the straps and all that stuff. But I'm going to school here in University of Miami starting here next month, and I saw people walking around with umbrellas, and I apologize if anybody wears umbrellas out there or uses umbrellas, but I just can't bring myself to carry an umbrella and use an umbrella. Like I don't think that's me at all. If it's you, that's great, but it's just not really my thing. So I'm getting a waterproof backpack, and I've been looking around for a little waterproof day pack, and I want to be the gray man too. You know, I don't want to be all tactical. That guy that goes to college wearing a house pack, it's not really me either. So I'm looking at, I'm kind of leaning toward a Patagonia. There's some Arc'teryx that do all those things. A lot of climbing packs would do the same thing that you're looking for. North Face, Osprey, Mountain Hardware. Those are all brands that I've used either on trails and hiking, day hiking, or big backpacking packs. And, they're so versatile for the climbers and the day packers and all the things they're carrying on their gear.
Right. Now, one thing that...
And they don't look like I have a gun.
Right. One thing that one pack type that I've been looking at is bike messenger packs, because they have to protect cargo. And they're actually designed to be festooned with everything the bike messengers are carrying on their straps, whether it's a messenger bag or something else. And I'm thinking about that. I don't know if you've thought about that. I've got certain problems with certain outdoor brands like Patagonia, for example. I don't know if they knew it or not, but they were partially responsible for funding the guys that set up that UC Berkeley riot.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, so I sort of said, good stuff. Their stuff is good. I just don't feel like funding riots if I can help it. But what do you think about bike messenger bags? The problem with bike messenger bags, though, is they're basically just big buckets. That roll down, roll tops.
Yeah, you know, if you're going that route, you know, 511 has some slimmer stuff that probably wouldn't be big enough for your camera and all that.
Right.
I would probably point you toward, or unless you're going with one of the 511 sling bags, which may be something that you really like. A lot of folks like the sling bag where it's either over one shoulder or it's on the side. You have a lot of versatility with that from 511 or Vertex. I have a Vertex EDC Principle that I carry my laptop in, sometimes a laptop and an iPad, another little laptop,
right.
Gun, magazines, med kits. It's my little briefcase. It's the EDC Principle briefcase is what it's called. But it has a little strap that I can strap around me, so now it doesn't move. It's across my body and it's across my waist. And Vertex makes some really, really solid stuff for concealed carry. They all have Velcro hook and loop on the inside in multiple places for wherever you're going to attach your holster. And those items are usually sold separately, how you're going to attach your holster, or you can modify your own. But I would take a look at Vertex for that. If you're really set on the backpack, I'd probably check out those Gray Ghost a little bit closer. You know, if you want padding and everything in there, compartmentalized stuff for, you know, lenses and everything else, that's going to get a bit more difficult. Then you get into the backpacks that are just, I think they're very low quality, all the ones out there, the camera bags and all that stuff. They don't hold up very well, and they're definitely not comfortable to carry.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm looking for something that has a big cargo area, not a bunch of dividers, because I can get a camera cube from, like, F-Stop Gear that will withstand anything, and I can just put my camera stuff in that and stick it in there and be happy with the knowledge that it's going to be fun. But the because I don't carry that much. I've got a Panasonic GH5 and a drone. And some GoPros. So there's not a whole lot, but I mean, there's stuff I do want to have, but I'm just trying to figure that out. Vertex, I haven't tried. Gosh, who was it that I had on the show that was trying to get me to go Vertex? I can't remember his name. Matt Jakes? Is it Jacque, or how do you pronounce his last name?
Hey, I don't even think he knows how to say his name properly, but yeah.
Okay. You know who I'm talking about. He's the Vertex
yeah.
guy.
Yep.
He was offering to help me out with some Vertex stuff, but I don't know what I'm going to do yet. The thing, there's a couple of, some of these bike messenger bags will unzip down the middle of the cargo hold, but then they cover up the zipper and it's completely waterproof. And with some of the stuff that I carry, I don't want it to get wet. So sort of thinking about that, but then I got to figure out the pouch to carry the gun, and then I got to figure out the gun to go in the pouch.
Well, you're a guy with a lot of listeners, and I am sure that every company would be happy to send you out some, and you try them all, and then let us all know which one is perfect for what you're doing, because you're not the only one out there in search of this. I guarantee it.
I hear you. Okay. That will work. That when you carry. When you're carrying a bag, typically, are you carrying that Vertex EDC bag that you're talking about? Is that your primary everyday carry bag?
Yes, unless I'm going a little bit more light, then I'll drop my laptop in a little 511 bag. I forget the 511 brand. They have like 17 sizes of these, and that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but not much, of these little messenger bags. And I have one of the smallest sizes that I carry that one a lot, too. It's a bit more slim than the Vertex.
Well, the thing I like about the Vertex is they look more like a climber bag to me. They look more like a technical bag than a tactical bag, which I have an idea for a bag line that I would like to design. I got lots of ideas and no money to make it happen. So
yeah, Vertex does a good job of not having Molly or any of that stuff on there to not look tactical.
Except the camera bag that I carry is by a company called Lowepro, which is nothing but camera bags there, and it's covered in Molly.
Right.
It's called the Pro Tactic, so there's just no winning. There's just no answer, is there? What have you got coming up next in the Gunfighter Cast for people that might start pulling that down and listening to it?
I've got a few episodes. I got one more that I'm waiting for a video to come out that really details. I see a lot of issues with people setting up stoppages with handguns and rifles on ranges, not really creating real stoppages. So they're creating fake range stoppages. So I've made a video that'll be out here in a few days on that. And I have a podcast that I've already recorded that explains that in detail to help supplement that video. That'll be out here in the next few days. And I've got a few guests lined up. I'm supposed to have, I'm waiting on a day. I got to hit him up again. But Charlie Mike from Charlie Mike Mike's Precision. That's
yes.
Chris Kyles and Marcus Luttrell, sniper instructor. Awesome guy. Got to have dinner with him and Jeff Axelson at the NRA show. And Jeff's a good friend of mine. And I got to meet those guys. And I'm looking forward to having him on the show. And that's kind of what I've got in the near future.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Back again tomorrow. Stay safe. Out of here.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.